Welcome, welcome, welcome. Unheard Season 2, Episode 3, the draft episode, man. The long-awaited moment. We're going to be discussing the 2024 landscape. Which artists are bubbling? Which artists on the cusp? Which artists do we believe in? What artists are you going to put your name behind? We're going to take them all, see how they do at the end of the year. Still on the rise. I just came from out that country packing shows. I didn't shit. I was too deprived. Haters gon' despise. 007 drive flying in that black jet. I ain't even reach my motherfucking max yet, but they trying to get me the highest damn contract.
Give it to you. You won a Super Bowl in 2022. I got it in 2023. So I was like, all right.
All right, well, it was a COVID year. You should avoid it. You got to avoid your asterisks.
LeBron said the COVID ring was his hardest. I'm sticking with that same script. It was impossible to judge the landscape of music. How are people going to bounce back? It was impossible. I persevered.
All right, we'll see. I hope you bought your A game, both of y'all.
All right, rule layout. Cut day is June 21st. So today we're each drafting 6 artists. By the end of the year, that has to be down to 5. So we have until June 21st before summer, where everybody starts competing for that song of the summer, album of the summer. You got to go ahead and make a difficult cut. We each get 1 keeper. So if we drafted a person last year, let's say me, for example, I drafted Pink Panthers last year and Vance selects Pink Panthers, I have dibs to then say, whoa, 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 she's on my team. But you can only do that for 1 artist that you've had previously. And unlike previous years, we used to do snake draft. This year, highly controversial. We got an argument over should we do this, but we settled. It's going to happen. We're doing order randomly generated. So picks 1 through 18. We don't know what the order is. We'll find out with you guys in about 10 minutes, order the draft, and go from there.
I'm ready to steal, bruh. Hope none of y'all have any ideas up your sleeve, because I got my reverse card, just letting y'all know. Should we get into the landscape, though? Like, I feel like it's a very different, you know, draft board than we had in 2022. You know, 2022, it felt like we had the Wembys, we had the Chets, the Brandon Millers, the Scoot. Like, you know, you had these names that were your kind of undisputed top 3, your stars. And I feel like, you know, post-COVID in the streaming era now, you know, TikTok era, so many artists are, you know, popping up, falling off, all these narratives, fans are fickle. I feel like we don't have the same, it's a lighter draft class. You have to really think with this board. I feel like it's not as much of a gimme as previous years.
I think this draft is very similar to, like, the NBA draft of this year, like right now. Like previous years, like Vance said, there was the Wimbys. Like everybody knew SZA was going to drop SOS. You're like, all right, I got something. If I can get this first pick, I can get SZA. I can be on the board. Like Travis last year, Chance took the chance. He thought Utopia was going to be the one. Scoot, you might have missed on that first pick. there's no real like album that everybody's clamoring for. I mean, I guess Cardi would be like the top guy right now for this draft. Everybody's kind of looking for Cardi's album, but even he might be pump faking the masses. He dropped 5 and kind of disappeared again. So it's like a lot of whiffs, a lot of up in the air. It's really up to the grassroots recruiting. What's been going on? How you been scouting?
I can't agree more.
Chance, you're the R&B expert, R&B analyst, R&B scout. What's the R&B landscape like 2024? Is there anything mega, any gems heading into the draft?
I feel like there are a bunch of names, man. There's really, you know, there's a lot of parity. You know, it's really anybody, you know, chip to pursue, to go after, to see. So a lot of names, a lot of folks in the mix, but that's how I would best describe it, man. It's gonna be competitive. There's nobody running away with anything.
Do you think the noise of Forbats, you know, he had a great pro day, he had a great combine. You know, all his physicals, he's in the 99th percentile. The draft mock experts are raving over him. Do you think the noise around him has taken away from some of the other R&B prospects in this draft?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, you know, if you got your ear to the streets, if you know, you got your hand on the pulse, you know what's bubbling, you know what's out there that might not be getting talked about as much. So I don't think so at all, man. I think, you know, again, it's anybody's game.
Many scouts across the nation are calling Forbats. They really wanted his name on the board. His stock, they're really trying to pump his stock heading because of the draft. There was a tweet, Hip Hop All Day. They said in 2004, we had Usher. In 2011, The Weeknd. 2015 was Bryson Tiller. 2017, we had SZA. Now in 2024, four best will go down in history alongside them.
Yo.
Just snuck Bryson just, in there.
That's like, that's the Bronny James tweet of music right now. That's the, oh, he can play in the league easy right now. He could play for the Lakers easy. You know, so like I said, the draft experts are raving over him. Like, you know, the combine, it was impressive. The pro day was impressive, but the difference is that's not the league. So people are waiting to see how it translates, and it's on us, the GMs, to see if we have the ability to pick out those intangibles and, you know, see through the cracks.
Speaking of picking out those intangibles, let's get a philosophy heading into the draft before we get the draft lottery. Very anticipated moment. What's your philosophy heading in before you even know your pick? What picks you'll have? Vance, previous champion 2 years ago, as someone who's won a ring, what do you look for heading into the draft?
You know, as much as, you know, kind of the surfaces and our picks and our board, as important as that is, you know, making sure that's consistent and strong, we really focused on back of house, you know, maintaining those pieces in the war room that were there for that championship season. You know, you have to have coaches, you have to have players, you have to have shit, equipment managers, everybody from the top down has to understand that feeling of winning. So, you know, that's really where it starts. Now when you take it to the draft board, you know, you heard me speak about how there's not too many stars. So we're not getting caught up in the hype. You know, that's really our philosophy. We're not going for the Christian McCaffreys, the whatever the PFF rating says is the number one pick this year. You know, we're looking at that like they could be the 10th pick. You know, we're using our eyes. We're not using we're in the gyms, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. We're not looking at stat sheets. We're not looking at box scores. You know, Chance alluded to it, kind of keeping your ear to the streets, but, you know, forget what other people are saying. You know, it's just us. It's just team. It's just this team right now. And, you know, we're keeping an open mind. We're not nervous. We're confident. We have a great draft strategy. We have some really nice potential picks. We've made some good phone calls, some good connections. You know, we're confident.
I respect it. That's a winner mentality. Chance, it's the one co-host who has not won yet. Whispers around the community saying poverty franchise. What's your mindset coming into this draft as the underdog?
I guess we're gonna see.
There's been no culture change.
All right, you guys ready for the lottery? Lottery balls have dropped, and the one who complained the most gets the first two picks. Order of the drafts, we got Chance, pick one, and pick two. I'm at pick three, Chance, pick four. Vance then gets a staggering four straight picks.
Oh, okay, wow.
Vance pick five, six, seven, and eight. Chance, pick nine. I'm pick 10, Chance, 11. Then I close out the draft, or my part of the draft, with 12, 13, 14, 15. Chance, one more. Vance, two. I feel like it's pretty fair. We all get a nice little stretch. Chance gets the first two picks. A lot of pressure.
I wouldn't want that position. I feel like you might fold, but hey, that's just me.
All right, before we head into the draft, we'll get an unheard. Let Chance mull over the first two picks. Then the clock starts.
I went first last week. If anybody else wants to go first,
I've got an unheard. This came from Trinity. Shout out Trinity. She sent me this artist, Skywater. He's from the UK, but he does like this New Orleans bounce shit and like raps and sings over it. It's interesting. Here's his track, Run.
It's always the little things that you pick up, baby. Don't wanna get in the things, cause I know that you won't give up. It's no way. It's very new to me. Won't you come outside? We're a sprite at the time of your life. It's a lot. You can't stay inside. I can tell it's affecting your whole brain. Your mind and cause the way that you caught, I thought you lost an arm or had a heart attack. Baby, I can't stand the thought of going back. I wish I could escort you out my business, baby. I can't even show you the state I'm in. Cause you're running me down like we got children, baby. Running me down, running me down, running me down. You're running me down, running.
Who I want, bro? I want Playboi Carti. Pause the clock.
It's funny. funny you would say that. Taj, Commissioner, I would like to utilize my steal.
Tough. Vance has used this one keeper rule as since he drafted Playboy Cardi last year.
We should have eliminated the keeper rule, bro.
Nigga made no objection. It's funny because this rule was put in place because of you.
No, it wasn't. I said
it was. Last year you complained about me drafting Cali Uchis so much. Bro. You were like, he's trying to steal all my picks from last year. So we implemented this rule just because of you.
All right.
Do I lose a pick in exchange, though? Because what I would have to lose a pick, right? Or exchange a pick with Chance?
Yeah, so your first pick automatically. Your first pick would have been pick 5. So Playboy Cardi is basically your first pick from pick 5.
So and I get pick 5?
You get the pick right now. You get the pick right now. Vance just loses. Instead of pick 5, that's just automatically Playboy Cardi.
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to go with Towns, man.
Tough.
We're playing for upside here, folks. You know, Tim's could very well, she dropped the correct album, be the biggest, one of the biggest artists in the world, man. She, you know, she can be the, she can be what Rihanna was, man, when she was on top of the world, bro. Like, superstar, like, ultra popular, ultra famous, just whole world know what she on. She got that versatility. She's got that type of talent, ability, songwriting ability. She's got the whole package, man. You know, so we playing for upside here, folks.
I respect.
How long do I have to make my second pick, man?
You have another 2 minutes.
You're on the clock. 2 minutes. No, he's got 1 minute now.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you don't get, the time doesn't run over. So, yeah, sure.
I'm thinking.
Fuck, Tim's wasn't my boy.
Again, folks, I mean, to be honest, I heard what I needed to hear this week with Act 3, man. Four bets, Act 3. I liked what I was hearing. Again, folks, my strategy here, I got the first two picks. We playing for upside here, man. When you pick at the top of the draft, you're not playing for what an artist can be today. You're playing for what, you know, what you think they can be with some molding, with that. And I heard Act 3 this weekend. It was a complete song. And I realized, all right, we might have something here. So that was all I needed to hear, man. So we gonna lock that in. Tim's and four bats, we gonna wipe them off the board, man. Playing for upside here, folks.
All right. Pick 3, I'm on the clock. Let's see, I gotta go upside. I gotta go big. First pick. My label's gonna be mainly pretty low, but I think that first pick should be a home run hitter, heavy hitter. This is a guy who he's been with me most of my life. It's like he's been there my whole life. I can't really.
What do you mean by that?
His music has been there my whole life. He's let me down a few times with a couple projects, but he's delivered more often than not. He teased this upcoming project 2 weeks ago, and I was impressed. I was very impressed. He sounds hungry again. And when he's hungry, he's one of the greatest ever. I want to go J. Cole, very on brand. My first
what?
Pick.
What?
The fall off is coming. I think it's going to be one of the probably the best rap album of the year if it actually drops this year. So I got J. Cole first pick.
That's a shocker. I can't lie. I'm surprised. I can't say I'm had any other feelings, but just wasn't what I was expecting. I think the crowd is, you have mixed reviews right now. I think you have some fans booing you. Telling with the trash bet with the paper bag over the head, saying that they want you gone, and I think you have other fans crying, like not ever thinking that their GM would ever make this pick. So
you gotta take a risk as a
time
GM.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Take a risk. Next pick.
Where's the draft order again?
It's in the
You're
chat.
Next.
You see you again. Then it's Vance's 3 straight.
I need an injection of rap talent here, man. Who do I go with though? Wait, I have a question. Am I allowed to trade this pick?
Yeah, you can negotiate. You can propose a trade.
Everything is up. Yeah, everything is negotiable.
Could I send you pick 4, Vance? I'll send you pick 4 and pick 11 for pick 6 and 7.
I like that. We can arrange that. We can do that. We can do that. We can revise that draft.
Let me think on that.
You just proposed.
You can't offer.
You said, "Let me think on it." You proposed the trade.
You can't throw the trade out, and then I accept it, and then you contemplate if you want. It's done. This is my pick.
All right, fine. Who are you picking?
Well, technically, this is Playboi Carti.
Yeah. So now,
yeah.
Pick.
So you get one pick.
Five.
This is interesting because it's not necessarily about the best talent available right now. It's about, or no, I guess it's the other way around. It's not about what I need for my team. It's about what I want to prevent the other GMs from drafting. I think I'm going to take OT7 Kwani with my second overall pick.
OT, no, that's a chalker. You gotta. What's the logic behind this one? I think he was not on my board.
That might be. Yeah, folks, it looked like I won this trade, folks.
I think he wasn't on my board either. So. Some are saying this is a reach, Vince.
This is a hell of a reach.
I believe.
So.
You know, in previous years when I predicted an artist would drop, and you know, despite not dropping in years. If ever, almost. And I've hit on those predictions, you know, whether that's through just, you know, straight prediction, straight luck, some intel, some sources. So, you know, I'm just going off of intuition here. And I told you, like, we're not hearing the noise. We're not hearing the hype. We had our draft strategy coming into the draft. And I think in a year where there's not too many stars in that rap space, I think a guy like OT7 Kwani is easily washing J. Cole. If he drops his project. The same way we saw V's lap a lot of artists last year with his debut project. So I don't think this is anything out of left field. I think we're confident. I think OT7 Kwani is one of the hottest rap artists right now with only 11 songs out. He just sold out the Gramercy in New York, playing a bunch of leaks. So I think once that project comes, I think we'll see a lot of motion. We just got to pray it comes within these next 9 months.
All right, Chance, you're back on the board now. Vance's draft pick so far, he's got Carti and OT7 Kwani. Rap heavy. Started two heavy rappers. Chance has Timbs and Four Bats. So you got R&B with some Afro beats. Both can go pop, reach pop audiences. Both have large appeal. Let's see what Chance goes with for his next two picks.
Man, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with... It's going to be three back-to-back R&B picks, man. But I can't let it get out of my grasp, man. I'm going to have to go with Charlotte Day, bro. I can't let nobody come and swipe her up later, bro. She's already announced the album. Let's just make a safe pick here, man. We play for upside. Let's play it a little safe here. We know at minimum she's going to come in and be an excellent starter. So, you know. Playing for upside, we're playing for all pro awards with those first two, but I'm going to take a step back. And then this one weighing heavy on me, man. This one weighing heavy on me.
He traded for these picks. No strategy.
Look, man, listen. I'm going to have to go, man. I need an injection of rap. We need a headline artist right here. He's teased this album with Metro Boomin, bruh. And listen, I'm going to have to go Future, man. I'm gonna have to go Future. So, listen, I think
I like
you
it.
Know we played for upside with those first two picks. We went Timbs, who can be superstar, who can have the biggest album in the world. We went Four Bats, bubbling on the cusp. I heard what I needed to hear. Went with him, Charlotte Day. I had to play it safe, man. I knew what was coming. I knew I couldn't let nobody else, you know, go ahead and pick her. And I'm gonna go ahead and pick Future, Metro. See what comes of that.
With that pick, it seems like each team has their mainstream rapper for their label. They each have their heavy hitter. I've got J. Cole, Chance has Future, Vance has Carti. This is the matchup to look out for going throughout the year. When Carti drops, when Future drops, when Cole drops.
MVP
gotta pit
race.
Those against each other. All right, am I on the board now? Chance, Vance. Nope, it's Vance again. All right, Vance is on the board. Pick 8.
I think I want to come back with some, I think I just want to essentially get Chance's first pick out the paint and take a bet if it's still going to be one more Afrobeat summer, which I think it will be, and it might be many more because you know it is world music. We are in LA. A lot of East and West Africans out here. Afrobeats will be in rotation whether we like it or not. I think I'm going to take Tyla. Very, very, very
wow.
successful single.
These are some shocking picks.
I respect it.
Very successful single. Not to compare. We don't have to compare, you know, the Mac and the Yams. But essentially in the same way Essence was kind of that breakout for Tems, I think Water was just a breakout as well. I think on that same level, if not, you know, higher off the strength that it was just her. You know, obviously she had some help with the social media and the TikTok challenges, but, you know, she's doing a lot of media. She's dancing. I think she fills that pop Afrobeats image, and I think we're going to kind of use that as our Tems kryptonite for the season. You know, that's our Chet. That's our Wemby stopper.
Not going to lie, Tyla was on my board, and she was on my board if Tems got picked first, so... That hurts. That stings. The fact that Tim's and Tyler are off the board.
Hello, Chance.
That really Chance. Stings.
Handshake.
I told y'all, man. Niggas thought I was coming in unprepared. Come on, man.
No games this year. Tosh thought he had another easy. This is not COVID, bro. It's not the COVID year.
Hilarious. All
right, all right. Who's next? Chance is up again?
Yeah, pick 9.
Damn, it's back to pick 9 already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit. And what is my next pick after pick 9? When's my last pick?
You are out for...
until pick 16.
So that's the last pick in the draft?
No, pick 18 is the last pick.
It's your last all right. pick, yeah.
So y'all sure y'all don't want to draft 7 players and bump it down to 6?
Nah.
Y'all want to keep it at 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have 2 more picks.
Hmm.
You have a strong roster, I can't lie. There's some strong rosters.
This is a tough one, man. I'm taking a lot of big swings here, bro. I need to add another rapper to the fold, man. And again, folks, I'm gonna play for upside, bro. ASAP Rocky has been teasing the album. I'm gonna have to rock with him, man. I'm swinging for upside. Man.
That was a record scratch moment for me. That was.
Nobody had him on their board?
No. Nah.
Okay, well, that's who we're gonna have. That's the pick we locking in for right
man,
now.
Man, I feel like the Vikings when they saw that the Lions or whatever didn't take Justin Jefferson. Said, what? Let's go. Well, I'm not mad. You know, Rocky might prove me wrong if he comes with a fire album.
Taking Tyla and Tims is tough. I really wanted either one of those two. I really believe in those prospects. They both scored highly when we came in. The interviews went great. But it's okay. I now need a woman superstar potential when she drops. Everybody's listening to it globally. I'm thinking globally. There's not many in that Afrobeat space anymore that I really want to take with this pick that I believe in as much as I believe in Tyla and Tims. But there is a woman that I believe in heavily set to drop this year. I actually missed really hard on her sister. Sister might have been David Carr of the whole situation. Thought her sister was going to be the new Rihanna of everything. And maybe I don't think I was that wrong. I think I just picked the wrong sister. So I'm going to go in draft, put a lot of stock. I'm going Hallie with my next pick, pick 10.
Interesting.
I think she's going to drop a very, very solid album. The single last year was really good. All the snippets I've heard have been hard. It's been like, oh, shit. Is this Hallie? All right. That's hard. So everything I've been hearing, I'm very confident in this pick. I feel good about this pick.
You have to, nigga. Hallie and Tyler off the board.
I think she might end up with the best project of the three. I think so.
Crazy, man.
We'll see.
I can't fault that pick. There's, like you said, it was slim pickings after Tyler and Tems, and I think you made a intelligent choice. You just gotta hope the project comes. Like, you better hope there's not a Little Mermaid too.
I need DDG. Yeah, stay away from her.
No more kids. Yeah,
let her get in the studio. Next pick. This was the pick that Chance traded to Vance. You guys did this trade, so I think it's Vance right now.
Yes, sir. I have a question about, like, can I get, like, a Shohei Ohtani, somebody that does multiple things, or do I kind of have to split them into, like...
We only judging the music, bro.
No, okay. I'm going to take Heady One. You know, I just want some UK representation. I think an album is on the way. He just dropped a great single on Friday, Socials. You know, the last project was a hit, Edna. He dropped the project, dropped the deluxe, has some great features. Songs I'm still listening to today. So I think with the way he's kind of been mentoring some of the younger generation in the UK, kind of those that crop of underground artists, I think I have a lot of faith in Heady delivering a solid project.
I respect
that. Focused on diversity.
All right. First two picks were a bit reactive, but also very proud with it. I feel like I had to compete with my two co-hosts. This is now, I get four straight picks. This is what I really build. I'm not listening to any owner noise. This is all me. This is what I see, what I feel. It's about to happen this year. I'm going to go with, she's one of my favorite rappers. I love her. I'm going to go back to back, two women rappers in the rap space. First one, Tierra Whack. Album drops next 2 weeks. Very excited. I thought her first project was a classic, even though it was only 15 minutes. I try to stay away from the singles, but I was just letting YouTube go back to back, and I heard one of the singles. I was like, oh shit, this is great. Gotta draft her. So I'm very excited for this album. We'll know very soon if this pays off. So if it doesn't hit, she can get cut, but I believe in it. Next, you talk about moments. You talk about, you got people like Joe Budden, is women rap dead, is this and that, da, 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 da. All I know is when artists go on tour with another artist, the bigger artist, the one with that sound, usually transverses to the smaller artist and classics get made. This is how we got to Pimp a Butterfly after Kendrick went on the whole Yeezus tour. I think whatever happens on this bittersweet tour with Gunna, Flo Milli's going to drop something crazy. I got Flo Milli with my next pick. She already dropped Never Lose Me. She just threw that out there, took off. Let's see what happens when she actually tries to drop some crazy shit. Next. See, this is how much I really believe in this team. I really crafted this, like, months.
This is interesting. This is believing. Cool. This is cool. I'm not moved, but this is cool.
This one's going to move you. This is Earl, my guy. Earl puts me on to so many great artists. Here's another one. 454, my next pick. Dropped an incredible single, end of 2023. Project's coming. I know it's coming. If he drops this year, it's going to be at least an 8. Nobody in that camp drops low-quality music. So, excited. 454, his last album came out 2022, Fast Tracks 3. It's a cult classic. I wouldn't say it's like a classic, but definitely a cult classic for sure. I'll be cool with another one. Okay. I just see growth. All right. Speaking of my guy, like, this is really, I'm really infusing my imprint on his team. My favorite song of last year. This guy dropped my favorite song of last year. Lost All My Feelings. I'm going Saw Baby. I think he drops again this year. He's one of those, everybody talks about Gunna's Thug's son, Gunna this. Gunna was the son who Young Thug loved. Saw Baby was the son who Thug pushed to the curb. And I think that hurt, that anger, really builds up in his quality. He's the one who got shunned. He came back. He's coming back. It's going to be hard. Saw Baby. So, my label.
Your pick.
I'm wrapped up.
Your pick done?
Yeah, I got J. Cole, Halle, Tierra Whack, Flo Milli, 454, Saw Baby.
So, it's my pick, right?
Your last pick.
Chance's label so far, for reference. He's got Tim's, Four Bats, Charlotte Day Wilson, ASAP Rocky, Future.
Damn. It's like you can almost pick anybody here, bro. How many times can we substitute over the course of the season? It's just like we can add and drop as many times as we want, huh?
Yeah.
20 seconds.
So what happened if the time ran out?
I'm about to give you, like, Saweetie.
No, chill out. I think for right now, I'm just going to insert. I'm old with PND for right now, man. Party Next Door 4 is supposed to be dropping. So, we'll see. I had a lot of different names, bro. I couldn't pick one, but I think we'd be all right.
It's not a terrible pick. All right.
Last two picks, Vance. Vance's label so far for reference: Cardi, OC7, Kwani, Tyler, Hetty One.
Folks out here, you know, only a few people maybe that have listened to this podcast, maybe the whole time, would know that I'm really a huge fan of this artist. She hasn't dropped a project since, what was that, 2021? One of the best pop artists of our generation, one of the best voices of our generation, definitely one of the best pop R&B artists of our generation. And I think she's one of those artists where she left and her void was never filled. So I think this return, you know, it's the first album in 3 years. It was Positions. Now Eternal Sunshine is dropping in, what, like 8 days, almost a week. I'm going to take Ariana Grande with my fifth pick.
Okay.
And for my sixth pick, you know, I want to get some R&B on the roster. I just feel like some of the metrics are so hard with R&B this year. I feel like so much of the combine and pro day stats and resumes are fool's gold. You know, I don't want to take a risk and draft something phony. You know, I'm just kind of trying to stay away. But at the same time, I know there's value in there somewhere. I'm actually going, you know what, I lied. I'm relying on rap this year. This is going to be my risk. I'm going to take a jump. There's this rapper right now in the underground. His name is LaserDim700. He's from Atlanta. He's getting a lot of buzz, like a lot of SoundCloud buzz. And I have faith that by the end of this year, something will come to fruition with LaserDim. So I'll make LaserDim my sixth and final pick.
All right. To recap, we've got Chance, Timbs, Four Bats, Charlotte Day Wilson, ASAP Rocky, Future, Party Next Door. We got Vance, Cardi, OT7 Kwani, Tyler, Hetty One, Ariana Grande, LaserDim700. We've got me, Taj, J. Cole, Halle, Tierra Whack, Flo Millie, 454, and Sababy.
So are we going to sign a grade to everybody team now? Like,
that's tier
like
three. In
the previous year before that's we wrap
part
this.
Three, yeah. Let's get an unheard before we do that.
Get an unheard, man. Let's maybe play somebody off the draft list, man.
Can I play?
Come
the,
on, give us somebody.
I'll play the new. I'll play the new Hetty. I'll represent my team well already. You know, I got my Breeshin giving me opportunity for propaganda. I'm going to play the new Hetty single. This is Socials.
We all know the ops love socials. Wife thinks she got shot with a cannon. And the next up got shot with a GoPro. Handy got a long nose. Pinocchio, bro, took it on a drive. Rodeo. Could have caught him at air, man. Took it to the chest. And Mary logo. Old school, you know what a bro's been known for. Doing that man so awful. Huncho ended up on that scoreboard. I didn't have to make one phone call. Shoulda four-door truck like a Mario Kart. Been doing it like we in Tokyo. Used to walk for my own postcode. Now scream for my own postcode. Daniel turned to little Daniel. He ain't a big dog, he's a cocker spaniel. My bro left Prince on a baby 9. He's nothing like Prince Andrew. Summertime in Paris, French tips and a Prada sandal. Remember when I wore the route to the bando? Missing exits on a car that's manual. Hands on with a grub like Banku. Now speak French and Louis, I'm feeling like Daju. So much roses on, had to get some tattoos. No. My young boy's outside, baby, and a pouch coming like a kangaroo.
2.2 million on some cars is crazy. Anyway. Speaking on rookie cars, man. Who set a card you want, man? We back, y'all. Let's talk about
That's the worst segue. No. Was just left just everybody confused.
That. That's insane.
No. Just ignore that, man.
All right. While we were going, did I share this with you guys?
This man for monthly listeners, followers, and all that. Why you did all that?
So we could track. We can see who actually grows the most throughout the year. But I also just want to see right now.
This nigga go. Why that became a criteria? I thought it was just who.
I mean, no, it's no criteria. I thought it would be interesting.
All right.
Like, doing a deep dive right now on the labels. Vance's is the most popular. Mostly because of Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's like.
Give
that's
us like the Ariana Grande pick deep dive. Because you have both the most streams and the least stream. So you got Ariana Grande and LaserDim. LaserDim has like the lowest monthly listeners. Ariana Grande has the highest of anyone drafted. So real high low on your label.
I think that's the strategy right there. You know, I think, like I told you, we don't listen to the noise. We weren't really looking at a ton of the projections, the stat sheets. We're in the gyms. We're watching the reps. We're watching how they work out. You know, what they do after practice. Are they going to parties? Are they going home and getting an early night's sleep? And I think everybody on this roster, whether you have a trillion monthly listeners or you have 50 monthly listeners, they, you know, they're symbols. They're symbols of hard work, and they're a pro's pro is what we would like to call them. And, you know, I think for Ariana, I think it's easy to look at the numbers and think that, oh, well, how much more can she grow when she's already at the top? But, you know, I think that's just a testament to how strong her catalog is. The fact that she hasn't dropped music in 3 years and people are still so good off the last project, I think that's only going to boost the excitement for this next project. And I think that Ariana feels that pressure. I think she's taken her time these 3 years. And yeah, I'm really confident with Ariana Grande. I don't think there's too many real true pop stars today anymore. You know, you have your Dua Lipas, you have your Taylor Swifts, if that's what you would call a pop star. You have your Doja Cats, you know, that are in terms of showing up every year, but I think Ariana Grande is one of those that combines superstar power.
Would you consider Tyler a pop star?
Not yet. Not off of one song. She's on the path, though. She's got a chance. It's also Afrobeats, though, so it's a little different.
Chance. You got a bunch of solidified people. We're looking at the monthly listeners of each of everybody here. You got a bunch of solidified artists. So, common theme is usually, like, somebody drops that breakout project. Are you looking for... Who's a breakout project on your label? Or is it a bounce back project?
I think that's kind of where we at. I think Future is like he kind of anchors this thing. So he's like that savvy vet that you can just trust, lean on to contribute. He has a lot of upside, but what would be my player comp? What would be your future player comp?
At Kevin this point Durant in time? On the Suns.
Yeah, he's like KD.
Just like, I don't know. Like I do know. He's dependable, but you know, can he win this? Can he be the leader on the championship team? We don't know. I think ASAP, PND, those are vets that we thought could help our young players, and Towns, Ford, Bass, Shouta, Dick Wilson. Players that are rising stars, have a lot of upside, a lot of untapped potential. I think either one of them, technically, this would be their break. This could be their breakout project. You know, Tim's could easily shoot up if Tyler at 28 million. If Tim's drop a classic album, why she can't be at 30 million? Why she can't double, triple her monthly listeners over the course of a year?
So your artist needs a classic. You know what I'm saying? Double. Okay, your artist needs a classic to double a rookie. Sheesh.
I'm not saying sheesh. She needs a...
Sheesh. That's heavy. I mean, that sounds like my artist only needs a second song to double Tim's.
Listen, we all know why the monthly listener is not there, because Tim just has not been consistent, man. When was her last project?
She dropped the EP, I want to say, like 2022. Her last full-length project was For Broken Ears, 2020, but she dropped the EP 2021, if yeah, Orange was a place.
That's the one with Replay on it.
Yeah, so she hasn't dropped any type of project since 2021.
Sheesh.
If Orange was a place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's what I'm talking about. It's been 3 years. So, of course, the monthly listeners, you still at 14.6 million monthly listeners, and you ain't dropped in 3 years? Come on, man. Like, just untapped. I'm not going to say untapped potential, but untapped potential. Tim's is just giving us, you know, doses here and there. Like, I'm telling y'all.
So what's, next what does success coming. Look like for your team?
What Chance? Deion Sanders say? We coming, man. We coming.
What does success look like? Assuming everybody drops, if you look back at the end of the year and you're like, nah, I had to have won this championship, what has to happen for that?
I'm just going to go artist by artist, man. I think Tim's comes out and she delivers, you know, a very tasteful project that, you know, real ones can appreciate. And the album of the year.
She gives you a high seven. Are you hopefully. Happy? Are you happy with your first pick? She gives you a high seven.
I definitely want to be in that 8.5 plus range. You know, I want to be in that you know, exceptional range, that excellent range. So I'm looking for that out of her. Four Best, I think he comes, debut album, I think. He just shows that he can do, like, all right, like, his shit hold a little water. Like, it come out and you're like, okay, like, this is for real. I think he just got to make us feel like this is for real.
See, that's why I stayed away from Four Best. I don't think he's giving us an album this year. I think he's going to give us the whatever he, like, popping young nigga who, like, popped onto the scene does. Now they're going to give you an EP and make that stretch for a long time. Or are they going to give you, like, the album, the 10-song pseudo album dash mixtape of shit you've heard before?
Chances relying on the button. That could be enough. Relying on the button push. Will they push the button or not? Now, if they push the button, chance on it, honestly, might be the steal of the draft if they really push the button the way they should on Four Best. But if they don't, like Taj said, and they follow the old mold, it might get real spooky for Chance, especially around June 21st.
Upside. What did I say, baby? Them first two picks is upside. So that's what was going through my head with them picks. Charlotte Day, I think she just has to follow up, man. She already gave us a great project in Alpha. I think that was 2022.
Definitely the safe pick for sure.
So safety there. Future was next. Again, safety. And then ASAP P&D. These were my bounce back guys. These are my guys that they're on the fringe. Like, you know, there's a scenario where I can see, you know, one or both of these guys getting traded in or dropped from the roster altogether. But there's also a scenario where, you know, I hold out and I see what it is, you know, they can come with. So definitely wild cards for sure. But I went with safety. I was like, maybe you guys would have picked them randomly. I don't know. So
I can let you know I was not picking ASAP Rocky.
What about P&D? I know you're a P&D fan.
Party, he was one of those artists I would wait. I would, like, he would have been on my waiver watch list of, like, I'm waiting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I knew he was going to be on your waiver wire, so I was like, let me just put him on the roster.
I'm surprised you didn't take Brent or who's the other? Daniel Caesar. I guess you probably figured
they dropped
Caesar
last year, man.
I feel like Brent is going to keep the role pushing. You know, he's got his label.
Yeah, Brent's independent. He's dropping yearly.
I might have just given up some free sauce. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens. I'm happy with my roster, though, man. What do y'all think? How would y'all grade me? Objectively,
I would grade your roster a strong B+. You know, I have a lot of faith. I would say your floor is a B, which is a high floor. A high, very high floor is a B. And I think your potential. I think if everybody is swinging, you guys have a really good day at the plate. I think you guys have maybe an A season. I think that's NFC. Okay. I think you should have playoff expectations for sure. You should have playoff expectations. I think really the questions now are on the coach. Is the coach going to play the right roster? Are they going to have the right pieces in place? Are they going to have the right personnel? I like the roster, honestly. I think this is the strongest. I think there's the most parity in this. I think it's like March Madness last year, where it's just like you don't know who's going to win. I think you got a Kansas State, you know, you drafted Thames first overall. You know, that could be phenomenal. That could be your Duke, Kentucky. It could be a blue blood. It could also be a Gonzaga, Purdue. You know, those teams that get eliminated in those first couple rounds. So, you said, we're going to have to see.
So, we had B+ to A range from Vance. Or B to A range for Vance. What range are you in, Tyler Money?
I'm going to get my range. Think it through right now. Let's see. I'll be shocked if Tim's drops anything below a 7. I can see him maxing out at like low 9. All right. Four Bats. I think he might have it might have been a year too early for Four Bats for him to get drafted. Charlotte Day, definitely most likely going to be in those album of the year talks in the year if she just does Charlotte Day things. Rocky's the scary one.
Was Charlotte Day on anybody?
You gotta let him finish his take.
Charlotte Day wasn't my board, but Rocky's scary. Rocky, I could see him definitely dropping a stinker, like a 3, 4. That's the scary one. Future's not going to drop below a 6.5.
With Metro. Max,
he's also the highest potential of, like, he just made the best album of the year.
He could have the biggest hit. He could have the biggest hit of all the albums, for sure.
Party. I'm trying to think. Party dropped a nice couple singles last year. It's just a matter of if he actually drops. So, yeah, I think I would give it a floor of a B. just because, like, scared of Rocky. B minus, because Rocky could really stink things up. B minus, B plus, yeah, B minus, B plus range. Rocky's the one that's scaring
you. You think I max out at a B plus?
I don't think you. I only think you max out at a B plus because I could fully see Rocky, like, the same way niggas treated Kid Cudi. I can fully see that.
Everything go right though. We saying low to high range though. What if Rocky comes back and gives us?
No, that was just me. This is Tajah. It's just his range. His range is his realistic expectation.
So I'm saying.
Yeah, basically you got six floor artists. The ceiling, you got six artists on your roster. I got two that I could see being in the album of the year talks. I think Four Bats is going to be in like the, just kind of treading water, like maintaining momentum, gives you like a 5, 6, 6 out of 10 project.
Rocky, gives I think a your floor is your expectations, and your ceiling is like, if everything goes right.
You can't tell us our range.
I'm just asking. I think you're looking.
I'm saying if everything goes right, you will have three. If everything goes right, your Tim's, Charlotte Day, and Future will be in album of the year discussions. If everything goes right,
that's his take. You gotta prove him wrong. Bro.
That's great. You will have half the artists and everything.
That's what I'm saying. If you feel a way about it, you gotta.
So we got that B minus. We got that B minus to
B plus.
B plus, and then we got a B to A range. Okay, I think I'm gonna have to go with Vance. I'm gonna have to agree with him, man. I think I'm in that B to A range for sure, man. I think everything. Yeah, you're could crazy. Go right.
I would never admit that my floor is a B. My floor is like an A minus.
I think, hey, if I keep this as a symbol, this roster as a symbol, man, I don't know. We got two wild cards. We'll see what I do.
Vance basically has one, just like you have Charlotte Day automatically, album of the year. I don't see a world where, like, the year ends and Cardi's not in the album of the year if he actually drops. So Cardi automatically goes in. OT7 Kwani, it's up to him to actually drop a project. Vance did the whole V's analogy. That's high hopes. If that actually happens, that'll be. I think he's the wild card for Vance. If OT7 Kwani lives up to Vance's V's analogy, then Vance might have another title. If he doesn't, Vance doesn't have another title. I think it's on OT7 Kwani's back because Ariana Grande is going to deliver a good pop project. Hedy's going to be good. He might surprise and be great. Tyler, I don't know what they expect from Tyler either. What do you think about Tyler Chance?
I'm shaking.
They need the ticker next to your name, like pick Tem's first overall.
I know that Tyler's not going to be a stinker. Like, I know it's not going to go below a 5. It's just a matter of how high I can see it going.
He's
going
to have the industry push. It's just a matter of, like, how well is the industry push going to be? Is it going to be, like, obviously not trying to put it to that level, but is it going to be, like, Rihanna level in terms of just, like, image curation, or is it going to be a miss? I think I just have high hopes, you know, and I think that she has a strong, I think maybe outside of Four Bats, one of the strongest combines of any of the prospects, you know. Water was a huge record.
I think that's another one of your upside picks, you know.
I agree. That was more so for just to kind of balance the field when it comes to world music. I couldn't let Chance kind of be the only one dominating in that field. That is where I'm glad we kind of got Taj out the paint. He can't compete there.
There's a real chance I could dominate.
Okay. You whispered it to the mic.
I do think, Taj, who's on your roster? Just go through your names again.
I've got J. Cole, Halle, Tierra Whack, Flo Milli, 454, Psy Baby.
Yeah, nah. A lot of prospect, but a lot of upside. I do think it's between Chance and I for who will have the biggest hit. And I think it'll come between Future.
It just feel like Taj, everybody gotta hit it out the park. That's what it feel like to me. Like Taj Flores,
he's the thunder.
I go like, by project.
This shit easily.
I believe in
really
projects.
Boom or buzz. Shit easily could be a
like J. Cole is kind of
a CC minus.
J. Cole is his Shay, but like at the end of the day, like you still need your Jalen Williams to play well. You know, you need your Chet to play well. You have a lot of prospects, but you know they're kind of unproven, which gives Taj a lot an advantage to where, you know, they can't we don't know, we don't have too much information to say what's really a hit or a dud, as long as they drop something fire. But you know, that's Taj, that's his intuition. We gotta see again.
I don't know. I feel like Taj gonna say he built the team he wanted. I don't think he got the team he wanted.
I fully built the team I wanted, and I have like people on the waiver wire that I'm ready for. Like maybe I could substitute in and out, but I'm very confident in this team. I'm like, again, if the year ends and everybody does their like top 50 projects of the year, I wouldn't be shocked if all six of these names appear.
Taj gonna be hugging the wave a while.
This is what I want. This is the same way I got treated in fantasy football after, and when we did our draft and I won the league. I want the hate now, and then at the end of the year it's gonna be silence. This is what I want. I feed off this type of energy.
You needed a little bit of luck though. You needed dub performances from others.
Who would I beat in the championship in fantasy football?
If we perform,
Who would I beat in the championship?
The same nigga who said I need luck. That's the nigga who I beat.
Any given Sunday, man. Any given Sunday, dude. Any given Sunday. But yeah, man. Look. I think it's going to be competitive, bro. I mean, I truly feel like I have the most complete team, the most complete roster, bro. So, I think niggas underestimated me. They didn't think we'd be here, but I'm going to show them. Like, it's going to be a one-year turnaround.
You're the Texans.
No, we ain't the Texans, my boy. We them Chiefs.
We shall see. All right. That was...
We them Chiefs.
Any last words on this year's label draft will be, I promote my label pretty heavily. I retweet, repost on Instagram. I'll do that same strategy this year. If you follow me, it's going to be straight propaganda, starting with Tierra Wax. She drops on the 15th. You're going to see a bunch of promo type tweets on my timeline. So a bunch of propaganda on my end. Any last words on the label draft?
No, man. May the best label win.
May the best label
win. Bet. Who's on her? We're out.
Somebody I thought about drafting, but... gonna find a spot for him on the roster. YTB Fat, play his new single, Secret.
How your single safe with me, babe? Ain't gonna tell him for nothing. How your single safe with me, babe? I'ma shut the fuck up. And she really express her emotions when I'm in her guts. And she be running from me when we fuck. My finger in her mouth when she nut. She a good girl for me, she a slit. Backstab with my thumb in her butt. Back to fall, she can't tell this whole nothing. She gon' put this butt right on her plate, eat it up. I be telling this hoe like it's me or nothing. She like, who run front, see me or the gun? And there's 20 bitches in this room, I don't even wanna leave with one.
I won't tell.
Man, I'm telling folks none.
Your secrets.
Man, I'm telling folks none.
Your secrets are safe with me.
Baby, your secrets safe with me. Your secret's safe with me. I won't tell. I won't tell.
Your secrets are safe with me.
I won't tell for nothing. Like your pussy safe with me. I eat your pussy on TV. I don't care what them people say about me. I put you in the Cherokee Jeep. Let your friend ride with your big P. We switch out the Cherokee Jeep for BP. I let you pull 300,000 IG. They won't know about me cause I'm behind the scenes. They won't know about you, you my seat. I might change your first name to Mrs. Cream. I be catching this hoe room and this high beat. She laying on my bed right now, she a demon. But I got feelings for her. I keep some shit in my cup. This shit I'm drinking, keep it up, this dick. I won't tell on
nothing. Your secrets.
Your secrets safe with me.
Your secrets.
If you got a nigga, it's safe with me. I know you got a nigga. Your secrets safe with me.
I won't
tell on you, girl. But I won't tell on you. I won't tell on nothing.
Your secrets
safe with me. Your secrets safe with me.
Podcast over, dog.